To what extent can successful learning programs in one location be implemented in other locations, say Philadelphia? Well, that topic will be taken up Tuesday at Drexel University's Learning Innovation Conversation Series. Joining me in conversation with a preview is Katrina Stevens, former Deputy Director of the Office of Education Technology at the Department of Education during the Obama administration. Katrina, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
The topic is, in a sense, moving beyond ed tech jargon to help students learn how to learn. So why don't we start with that? What is ed tech?
Education technology, or short ed tech, basically are any tools, platforms, apps that we're using to help students or teachers learn.
You are, let's also note, a former teacher, administrator, now consultant, and a lot of your work was done in Baltimore. Talk about what you inherited there and what was developed.
So I worked in Baltimore County Public Schools, and part of my job there was to really bring out the Common Core. We had over 100,000 students. Some of the work that I was involved in was really around how do we create common language across all of the disciplines and across all of the schools, because the students were quite different in different parts of the district. When I was there, it was a time when we hit the fairly significant budget crisis, and we had to get rid of about 80 mentor positions. So we worked together on creating some education technology to actually try to solve some of those problems and help be able to allow teachers to get the support they needed at a scale within the budget that we had. So that got me to realize that tools should be created with thinking through what the actual problems in schools were. And I think that that's part of the conversation that we need to have, which is around getting educators and that voice to be more part of the conversation about how tools are created and how they're modified and adjusted so that they work better to meet the needs of students and teachers.
Your work in government and as a district administrator and as a teacher, you are no stranger to bureaucracy and hierarchy. And so with that, do you have cause for optimism? Of course, there's no quick fix, but can these changes be implemented in 5 years, 10, decades? What's the timeline?
So I would go with more than 5 years. I think we're at a moment where a lot of factors are coming together. We're now at a point where a significant number, over 80% of our schools have broadband access, for instance. So we now have the connectivity we need to run this kind of technology. There's a number of experiments that have been running. As part of one with when I was at EDGE, created something called the EdTech Rapid Cycle Evaluation Coach. Totally free, and in fact, not even just free, it's openly licensed. Anyone can ask for the code. But it's a tool that allows teachers to be able to run their own pilots and be able to capture information and be able to share that without needing to have, had the really expensive infrastructure around that. I think given the current kind of administration in terms of government, I think a lot of this work is shifting to the states. So I think that's a place to put a lot of energy, that states can really start doing some of this work. And then, just the nonprofits and other agencies and organizations, I think, are going to play a key role. I don't think we can look as much to the federal government for the support for this kind of work.
One thing for certain, there's plenty of food for thought for a lively conversation come Tuesday. Katrina, thanks so much for joining us with a preview.
Thank you for having me.
Katrina Stevens, former Deputy Director of the Office of Education Technology at the Department of Education in the Obama administration. She'll be speaking Tuesday at Drexel University's Learning Innovation Conversation Series.